Good morning and welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. It's Thursday, May 16, and Sunday's coming. Indeed, not just any Sunday, but Pentecost Sunday is coming. This is Greg DeMay, lead pastor of the church, and God's word for us today comes from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 6. Now the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley, and it was full of bones. And God led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of this valley, bones that were very dry. And God asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. And then God said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. And then you will know that I am the Lord. What a scene, right? A vision of a valley full of dry, dead bones. And then the breath of God, the wind of God, the Spirit of God promises to bring them back to life. This is what God alone can do to bring life from Death Valley. And strength out of weakness. Now, some years ago, there was a personal assessment tool that hit the market called Strength Finders. Came across in both in the business and the church worlds. The basic idea of Strength Finders is that out of a possible 40 or so qualities and competencies, effective folks lean into their own top three competencies and largely downplay or ignore their weaknesses. For example, if you're a basketball player and you're not very tall but have an amazing three-point shot, you should probably spend your time on the court out on the perimeter looking to take the outside shot rather than mixing it up under the basket with the giants close to the rim looking for a rebound. While that may work in basketball and to some degree in business, it's not a workable spiritual principle. In fact, if we only pay attention to our spiritual gifts and strengths, we can easily delude ourselves that we are competent in our own right and not beggars desperately in need of God's grace for salvation and redemption. In fact, it is God's great work to meet us right in the middle of our weakness, our sin, our sickness, our failure, and to work some kind of turnaround with us. God himself is not exempt. Jesus went through the cross into the grave, and there, in the grave, the power of God exerted its greatest power. I like to think that the Holy Spirit is something of a weakness finder. Never to shame or humiliate us because of weakness, but to bring life into these bones of ours to demonstrate for us and the whole world to see that God alone can do it. Let's pray. Lord, today, meet us in the midst of our weakness. Find our dry bones and breathe new life into your people. We are open to you. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen.